Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing with you on the subject of developing the fruit of peace in your life. God wants you to have the peace of God. It is the peace that passes all understanding and is the peace that will abide in you. Remember, Jesus is our peace. Grace and mercy and peace is for us now in the new covenant. We have a covenant of peace. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you." Not the world's peace, but the peace that He gives. It is a spiritual peace. He blesses His people with peace. It's a promise of God. In fact, He gives us the abundance of peace, the peace that passes all understanding. We've talked about principles in order to how to obtain peace in several broadcasts. And today we're going to talk about hindrances to peace. These would be robbers of peace. And who does this? It's the work of the devil. If we don't do what the Word says, how do we have peace? Because we do what God's Word says that produces the spiritual peace of God in our life. In Genesis chapter 37, verse 4, the Bible says, "When his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him." When you have hatred, you will not be able to speak peaceably towards anyone. And that means that you will lose your own peace. If you have any anger, resentment, bitterness, hatred, unforgiveness, negative attitudes, that is a robber of peace. God has commanded us to walk in love. He's commanded us to forgive every person. He's told us to let go of all wrath and anger and bitterness and hatred. Put it all away from you. If you have hatred or anger, any of these things in your heart, then that is a robber of peace, and you will not have the peace of God in your life. In Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 17 to 19, the Bible says that they saw their abominations, their idols, and it says then that those that were among them, because of the abominations and the idols, it turned their heart away from the Lord, and they went and they were serving other gods. And it's so important that the person will not have peace if they do walk in the ways of abominations of sin and walk in idolatry. In fact, curses will come upon a person. And the Bible says that if we say that we're going to have peace, though we walk in the imaginations of our own heart, then we're just deceiving ourselves. And this is so important. If we ever walk in deceived thinking, like we think everything's okay, you know, I'll still have peace. I can still walk in my ways of sin or abomination of sin, idolatry, imaginations of my heart, walk in any way that I want, we're kidding ourselves. A robber of peace, a hindrance, is when you have deceived thinking. You better be sure that you're walking according to the Word. Great peace have those that love thy law. Wisdom and understanding are what lead you in the paths that are peace. Otherwise, it will not bring peace in your life. In Joshua chapter 9, verse 15, the Bible says Joshua made peace with them and made a league with them. These were the ites in the land, to let them live, and the princes of the congregation swear unto them. What happened when they let the enemies live? If you make peace with the ites, that would be the enemies, then they will be thorns in your side. They will bring destruction against you. It is very important. In fact, the Bible says if you let these ites stay in you, they'll cause you to sin against the Lord. We cannot allow any enemies to stay in us. We've got to cast out every spirit. We've got to deal with every area of sin. Do not make peace with anything of the enemy. Do not compromise in anything in your life that will cause you to lose your peace. In Psalms 38, verse 3, the Bible says, "There's no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin." There's no soundness in my flesh. This is because of the fact of sin and of anger. No rest or peace in our bones. You've got to deal with sin. You've got to deal with your anger. You've got to deal with the attitudes within you. If you don't, you will not have the peace of God. In Psalms 125, verse 5, the Bible says, "For such as turn aside into their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel." Otherwise, they will not have peace. If you walk in crooked ways, if you walk in the ways of the world, you walk in the ways of sin, you walk in the ways of compromise, if you're judgmental, critical, if you're negative, and you don't walk uprightly with God according to His ways, then you are going to have a loss of peace in your life. Isaiah chapter 38 and verse 17, he says, "Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back." Here it speaks of bitterness, great bitterness. He was holding on to bitterness. If you hold on to bitterness, you'll be in the pit of corruption. Your sins will be upon you, and you will not have peace. So what's the answer? Get rid of that bitterness and deal with the areas of sin in your life of why you are bitter. And if you do so, then, of course, God, He doesn't just cast our sins behind our back. In the New Testament, He forgives us and cleanses us from all unrighteousness of sin. And He will deliver your soul, and you will have peace. Praise God. In Isaiah chapter 48, verse 22, the Bible says, "There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked." If a person is walking in the ways of wickedness, then there'll be no peace. You must realize that people who are walking in sin, people that are walking after their own ways, they don't have the peace of God. Oh, they're always running after this lust and this desire and trying to chase this enjoyment and this pleasure over here and trying to find something always to keep them busy. That's because they don't have peace. There is only true peace through the Lord Jesus Christ. The wicked do not have peace. So don't sit there and think the wicked, oh, it looks like they're doing great. You don't know what's going on the inside of them. If they're walking in wickedness, the Bible says they have no peace, and they don't have it if we're morally wrong or walking in the ways of sin. In Isaiah chapter 59, here in verse 1 through 8, the Bible says, "The Lord's hand's not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you that He'll not hear. Your hands are defiled with blood, your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perverseness. None calls for justice nor pleads for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity." Oh, you can't let yourself walk in these ways. It's going to bring destruction upon you. The Bible says down in verse 6 that they're workers of iniquity. In verse 7, they run to evil. They make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. And then in verse 8, he says, "The way of peace they know not." You will not know the way of peace when you're abiding in iniquity, in wickedness. Turn from it. Repent. Get out of areas of sin or iniquity in your life and start walking in the ways of the Lord, and then you'll have the peace of God. Malachi chapter 2, here in verse 5 and 6, he says, "My covenant was with him of life and peace. I gave them to him for thy fear wherewith he feared me, and I was afraid before thy name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity." This indicates that if the words of your mouth are not in line with His, if you have iniquity in your lips, if your words are wrong according to the Word, if you speak death instead of life, then that will steal your peace. If you're not healed in your physical body, then the enemy will steal the peace. You won't have peace in your mind. You'll be anxious. You'll be upset. Remember the one who got healed? He said, "Thy faith made thee whole. Go in peace. Be whole of thy plague." Certainly, if we're not healed, we're not going to have peace. So God wants you to get healed, and you can because Jesus is our healer and our deliverer. In John 14:27, if you have a troubled heart or if you're in fear, you will not have peace. The Bible says God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. He says, "My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you." So be sure that you don't let your heart be troubled or in fear. That will rob you of peace. Also, guilt and condemnation. The Bible says there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. If you have guilt or condemnation, that will steal your peace, and that's from the devil. God does not condemn us. He does not bring guilt upon us. He convicts us of our sin, calls us to turn and repent, but He doesn't put guilt or any kind of condemnation. That is a work of the devil. In Romans chapter 8, verse 5 and 6, the Bible says those that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. those that are after the Spirit will mind the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded, that's a mind that's thinking upon what it wants, it's according to the flesh, according to its own desires, according to the senses, is death. But to be spiritually minded, that's a word-ruled mind, that's one that's looking after the ways of the Word, is life and peace. This means that if you have a carnal mind, if you are pursuing carnal things, things of this world, things that satisfy the flesh, then you will not have the peace of God. 1 Corinthians 14:33, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. This also shows the fact that confusion is a robber of peace. If confusion comes against you, you need to get in the Word of God so you get yourself single-minded on the Word, and you need to take authority over that confusion and command it to go from you in the name of Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 6, 7, and 8, the Bible says here that be careful for nothing. Care, worry, and anxiety will steal your peace. God does not want you to have any care, worry, anxiety. You're to cast it upon the Lord. You're supposed to learn to pray, and everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests or legal demands be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep or guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. In fact, you got to keep your mind on the right things. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just and pure and lovely and of good report, that have virtue and praise, think on these things. Don't let care, worry, and anxiety rob your peace. In James chapter 3, the Bible says if we have envy or strife, then that brings confusion and every evil work. Another destroyer is envy or strife. Keep yourself from envy or strife. Keep yourself from hatred. Don't walk in deceived thinking. Don't make peace with the ites and compromise. Don't continue in sin. Let go of that bitterness. Don't abide in any moral wrong or iniquity. Keep your words speaking forth the words that are in line with God. Don't let your heart be troubled. Cast the cares on the Lord. Keep your mind tuned on Him. Don't let guilt and condemnation or confusion be upon you, and allow the enemy to steal your peace. God brings a peace as you walk in His ways. Walk in His ways and take the peace of God in your life. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless you.